USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A setback and mourning in Thailand as a diver dies while trying to help rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave system where they've been trapped for nearly 2 weeks now. That diver dying from a lack of oxygen is trying to bring supplies to the group. While the commander of the operation says it is a tragedy, he says it won't slow them down in their efforts to free the boys. But reporter Sasu Sayasunba outside the entrance to the cave system says something else might.
There's also a monsoon forecast in the next 2 days, and this will seriously and severely hamper the rescue operations because that monsoon rain will go into the caves and flood the caves again, and this will definitely delay things to a very unpredictable degree.
Officials say the cave system could stay flooded for months, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
The federal government jobs report for June has just been released by the Labor Department. It shows 213,000 jobs were added last month when economists had predicted it would show a gain of about 200,000. The unemployment rate did rise to 4%, up from 3.8%. Average hourly earnings rose by 0.2% after growing by 0.3% in May. The year-over-year gain is now at 2.7%. President Trump addresses a rally in Montana late yesterday and is accused now of some of having made light of the Me Too movement as he was bashing Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. He said he wanted to give Warren a DNA kit so she could prove claims that she's of Native American descent.
But we have to do it gently because we're in the Me Too generation, so we have to be very gentle. And we will very gently take that kit. And we will slowly toss it.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More from the president's Montana rally, where he said last night people shouldn't worry about his preparedness for his upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president telling the crowd at that rally in Great Falls he'll be just fine with that one-on-one meeting.
We're all fine with people. Will I be prepared? Totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that. They don't say that.
China says it's the biggest trade war in economic history, and it's on. The U.S. and China today both imposing tariffs on tens of billions of dollars of one another's exports. The Trump administration laying 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products worth a total of $34 billion. China's retaliating with tariffs on $34 billion in U.S. goods, including SUVs, meat, seafood, and agricultural products. And the EMT who says Heather Locklear kicked her while she was trying to detain the actress is hiring a lawyer. As TMZ reports, the first responder is seeking compensation for medical bills and emotional abuse for the attack last week. The website is saying the EMT suffered serious injuries to her head and neck and that she's been reassigned to desk duty as a result. Locklear was arrested for misdemeanor battery after allegedly attacking a cop at her home. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.